again, we're on Siman Kuf Chaf Dalad. We ran through very quickly Zion, but I want to go over that and explain a little more. Also known as page 296. Okay, so we saw in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, again, we're talking about the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei. We're talking about Chazor HaShatz. So the Mechaber says, a halacha that, Baruch Hashem, not in this shul, but evidently in other shuls, it's not on the page. And that is lo yaseach sichas chulin b'shash hashatz chozer atfilah. You should not speak extraneous speech while the chazan is repeating Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishbura explains, I don't think we did this Mishbura, that even we said before that, you know, you have to be careful to make sure you have at least nine people answering amen to the chazan's bracha. This guy's going to answer on me. He's going to answer on me, but, you know, sometimes there's a little time. Lakers win, right? You know, like, and you'll stop before you get to the bracha. Listen to the bracha. Answer on me to the bracha. We're not talking about a guy who's going to miss the bracha. Well, listen to the bracha. He's worried about, you know, the bracha lewatol, his friend's dying for them. He's going to take care of that. But he's going to talk in the stuff before. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim says, that the Mechaber is saying wrong. You can't do that. Not allowed to speak extraneous speech during Chazaras HaShatz. V'im Soch, and if a person did so, hu chote. The person is a chote, v'gadol avano min so. V'go'arim bo. We mentioned before, his aveira is too difficult for the person to carry, and the person should be admonished. So obviously, you can imagine the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Elyu Rabbah. It says, "Oy lo anoshim shemasichim b'shas ha'tfilo." That he says, "Woe is it to the people who speak during Chazar Shashatz?" And he says, the Elyu Rabbah says, "We've seen shuls where people speak during the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei." And the nechrevu, and the shuls have been destroyed. Bishvil avonze, because of this aveira. Now the Mishnah Berurah before that brings down from the shla in chavav, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the shla who says the opposite, that the shla says reisi mecharadim el dvar Hashem, that people really fear Hashem shemesimim hasidur b'fnem, they put a siddur in front of them b'shas chazaras atfila. While the chazan's repeating Shmoneh Esrei, the einehem velibam shum, and they look into the siddur and they follow along while the chazan repeats shlo yiru chutza, and they make sure that they're not, you know, Rebbe spoke about this, right? You know, people lose focus. The reason why people, you know, you're watching, looking, right? I mentioned the good convention. I think Rav Matisyahu Solomon mentioned this from a low lapion that. Really, for Torah, electric lights are really not good, right? Because when you don't have electric lights, you just have candles, so you have to be focused on the page. That's why, you know, we have electric lights, so everybody, you know, you can see everybody walking in, you know, concentrate. So that's exactly what the Chofetz Chaim is talking about. Okay, so that's the better way to do it, to stay focused on the Shmoneh Esrei, even while the Chazan is repeating Shmoneh Esrei. Now, here's the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'yilamad banav ha'ktanim shianu amen. A person should teach his children. Young children should answer amen. The Mishnah Berurah here talks out once again something we saw in Tzai Ches about the Chofetz Chaim goes to town about people who bring their little kids and the kids run around, kids talk. So Chofetz Chaim reiterates here what he said in Tzai Ches, and that is those kids who the parents, besides the fact they're disturbing davening, but it's bad chinuch. Because those are the kids who are going to grow up to be the talkers. Because they were mechunach from when they were a little kid. Daddy brought them so they can run around shul. So you learn that, you know, shul you can. So run around place. So Chofetz Chaim says again here. So conversely, you should teach your child, even very young, to... Now, Chofetz Chaim again says here, you shouldn't bring the kids if they're below chinuch and they can't sit. But here we're talking about that they can't sit. They should answer amen. Ki miyad she'atinok one amen. Because as soon as a child answers amen, yesh lo chelok olam haba. He has a portion in olam haba. First hand, the answer on amen. So we saw all the way at the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, of the Shulchan Aruch about... teaching a child Torah Tzivah on the Moshe and all that type. But here we see a very interesting idea about that as soon as a child can answer Amen, so they get a Chaylik in Olam Haba. So the truth of the matter is, it's not so simple. So that's why the Ramah paskins that child gets a chelik and olam haba as soon as they answer their first amen. The Marsham, however, brings down not that way. The Marsham brings down that in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Yud, there's a machlokus. Some say it's as soon as the child answers amen. But there's another opinion. The other opinion is as soon as the child's born. Or as soon as, if it's a boy, the boy has a bris milah, just before they answer amen. And then he brings down a very interesting medrash, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, which seems to go against the Ramah. So he used to tell the girls in Beis Yaakov, you hear a medrash, huh? It's a nice story. No, yeah, I understand, we paskin like a medrash. Here's the medrash, I'm sure you're familiar with it. So Paro made a gzera that all boys get thrown into the river. So, Miriam went up to, because of that, Amram, who was the Gadol HaDor, divorced Yochel. And everybody saw that. The Gadol HaDor does it, so everybody divorced their wives. Right? So, Miriam went to her father and said, You're worse than Paro. Ata Gazarta, Paro lo gazar elo olam hazeh. Paro's gzeira was only in this world. Shenola adim v'meisim, because they're born, then they die. The chozer v'chaim lo olam haba. And then if the Egyptians kill them, as soon as they're born, right, they're thrown into the Nile. So what happens to the child? Goes to olam haba. The kid didn't answer an amen yet. Kid didn't answer amen. V'ata gazarta olam hazeh olam haba. So, and you, she said to her father, your gzera is worse because it's olam hazeh and olam haba. Shekivan she'enam noladim, enam baim lo olam haba. Because since they're not born, they don't get into olam haba. So Marsham seems to pass in that way, that as soon as the child's born, the child gets into olam haba. But we know the rule in Psak is that whenever we have a machlokas, we go by the batzra, we go by somebody who's later. Not, again, if they're smaller, right, Right, so usually we use a big person who comes later to decide the question. And there happens to be, and that's why I'm taking a little longer, because a fascinating tshuva by Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Yoredei Achelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. It's a very famous tshuva. Rav Moshe doesn't write, you'll see why, who it's to. Just says, Lebacher dot, 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 to some boy. And it seems from the end of the tshuva that this boy was an only child. And he was evidently distressed by the fact that he was an only child. He wanted siblings. So Rav Moshe writes him, it's a classic Rav Moshe tshuva. The way he writes this boy is amazing. So evidently, this boy's mother had miscarriages, evidently. So Rav Moshe writes him, don't worry. Because as far as what you ask, im defal mikamu kishiavos man tchias hameisim b'mehera. Evidently the boy asked, what happened with these children that were stillborn or miscarried? So Rav Moshe brings down a Gemara, also that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kofiyah, that was quoted, base that was quoted by the Marsham. Kata meimasai ba'lo olam haba. And Gemara says, v'hu mishash nizra, as soon as the egg is fertilized, even earlier. And he brings down Rashi, Mishash Nikla Hazera B'mei Ha'isha, Afilu Hi Pila Imo, V'nimcha. Even if the child was miscarried, Yesh Lo Chelok La Asid. So he has a Chelok in Olam Haba, and Rav Moshe goes on to seemingly pass in that way. And he tells the child, he tells the boy, don't worry, because obviously these children who your mother unfortunately lost are tzaddikim gemurim. Im came a fresh because she has giyaz man chias hamesim yichyu an the fallen kegedolim tzaddikim shehem shehem ha vaday nekiim v'torim mekolchay, because they didn't do any avera, so they're definitely tzaddikim. And he brings the Gemara to prove that, and he paskins, and Rav Moshe says that they'll get up in a whole mahalba. She came to Kiyas HaMeisim, Bein Be'eretz Yisrael, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, whether they were born in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laaretz. We know people in Chutz Laaretz are buried here are going to have to roll. He said, don't worry, even if they roll, even if it's by Melchit, it'll be easy for them because it'll be Yishlo B'tzar. He says, Gihem lo chatu b'shum davar. They didn't do anything wrong. Lachain tehe betuach. Therefore, he writes this boy, you should be assured. Shebemeherok shial ratzan Hashem Yisbarach shu hazman l'tchias ha-meisim. That when the time comes very quickly, when Hashem decides to be tchias ha-meisim, yilucha achim tzadikim. You'll have brothers who were tzadikim shlo tamu tam chet me'olam. Amazing tshuva. And he goes on to go further with that. So Rav Moshe paskins that even a child who was never even born, as long as the egg was fertilized, that child will come up in Tchias HaMeis.
How do we reconcile that with the halacha that if a child died before the age of 30 days, there's no
shiva? No, that's a different thing. It's a different thing. Whether the shiva doesn't have anything to do with it, there's no halacha of shiva. Doesn't mean the child doesn't get all mahaba. There's an old man to get some ice. Okay.